Well, I'd like to send an orchid at the start of every day, where flowers show more beauty than words could ever say. You've done so much for my world, till all I wanna do is try my best in every way to make love sweeter for you. Compliments I pay for you each day. Your ears would never tire of all the sweet things I would say. You never would be lonely, honey, you never would be blue, 'cause my one aim in life would be to make love sweeter for you. You've given me the faith it took to make my dreams come true. That's why I want to live and breathe my every breath for you. Oh, you cleared the windows of my life, and now through, I'll try my best in every way to make love sweeter for you. I'll try my best in every way to make love sweeter for you. Country, we had a request for that. There's a lady who wanted to hear Bluegrass Country. Somebody did.
You did? Okay, I'll do it for you then. River Church.
Okay, the River Church, huh? All right, we'll do that. We'll do that. You folks like rain and snow, don't you? That's one of the first records I ever did, you know, was that Rain and Snow. And I'll sing it for you, but first we've got to do this gentleman's number he wanted to hear over here. And there's a lady out in Texas. She's passed away now, but she was a great songwriter. And she wrote a lot of hits for a lot of the country stars, you know. And Mack Wiseman, you know, he used to play up in this country a lot. Sunset Park, he played there. Yes, sir, West Grove, PA. He had an open invitation to, if he was not playing anywhere else on a Sunday, he could come to Sunset Park and play, you know, and sing and play. Anyway, he had this song on a little bit of tape there. What was her name?
Cindy Walker.
Okay. Thanks, Ronnie. Her name is Cindy Walker, and she's in the Country Music Hall of Fame for songwriting now, you know. And anyway, he said, I've got this song that Cindy Walker sent me, and I never did record it. I'm not recording right now. She gave it to me, and so we thought, well, if we're going to do this, it's about Kentucky, you know. So at the time, we were recording for Ricky Skaggs because he started a label down there. He started the Skaggs Family Records, and he also had another label, a subsidiary that we were on. And so it's about Kentucky, and we thought, well, was going to get Jace to sing it because he's from Kentucky, and he refused to sing it. So we thought, well, we'll get Ricky Skaggs. He'll sing it. Huh? Who? Oh, Ricky Skaggs is not here.
And I still refuse, Dale.
What's that?
I still refuse.
Jace said he still refuses to sing this song. So we got Ricky Skaggs to sing it on the record. I'll put it that way, you know. Of course, I don't think we've ever done it since then. But he was here last night, wasn't he? Ricky, yeah, he's good. He's buddies, you know, he's our buddy. And we cross paths a lot of times and never do get to see each other, you know. He's probably pulling out about the time we pulled in here.